Safe wildlife encounters are one of the primary goals of the Marine Science and Yupik Culture Camp, and encounter wildlife they did. Their first night on the Cape, the seven students took a hike to the beach.
The night that we went to the beach for our tide pooling, the kids were walking by a dead walrus, and as they're walking by, most of the kids have their hands over their noses or their shirts pulled up because it was very, very stinky.
That's Terry Fuller, the education specialist with the refuge. He says there were other memorable animals as well that were a little less pungent.
Some of those tide pools are just filled with hairy hermit crabs. They're about the size of a quarter. You can pick them up by the handfuls and they'll crawl around on your hands. We see a lot of seabirds. One of the ones that seems to get the most attention is puffins. We see tufted puffins and horned puffins in fairly large numbers. Except for a few places, there's no grass that even reaches your knees, but there's a lot of wildlife out there.
Fuller has been leading this trip since 2007. It's the sort of thing he likes doing because he wants to see youth, specifically local youth, spending time in Bristol Bay's pristine wilderness.
We're seeing that kids are increasingly disconnected from the outdoors today, and that's true even in small villages. So this camp gets kids out into that. We study the wildlife out there, which is unique. We also spend time working on things like wilderness survival skills, such as how to build a shelter or how to make potable water through different means or how to get a fire to start using different means as well.
This is also a Yupik culture camp. John Mark from Quinnahawk showed students traditional uses for area resources.
One afternoon, they spent time identifying different types of edible plants and how they were utilized traditionally in Yupik culture. Beyond berries, a lot of different types of plants. One that some may know about, beech peas.
Another highlight? For Susie Martin, a 12-year-old from Good News Bay, the best part was painting.
We painted flowers and we painted the arch. We used plants and it turned out British pink.
Artist Shauna Pickenpah is the artist in residence at the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge this summer. So she's spending time in the area to create her own artwork. But she went with the campers to show them how to make pigment from natural materials. For Fuller, the end of July is just a brief lull in the excitement. In August, the educational outreach with the refuge continues. He and two other chaperones are hitting the Ongavainig River with nine high schoolers for a float trip. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.